The delegation is from the National Women's League Committee for the Mobilization and Reorganization of Women and includes several members of the National Assembly. The group arrived Tuesday and is meeting with more than 50 Women's League representatives from across the state to discuss the challenges facing women politically. Mary Nawai is part of the delegation and a member of parliament representing Western Equatorial State. She says the delegation plans to visit all 10 states and hopes to find ways to address challenges facing women at a national level. But Nawai says the first goal of the delegation is to assess and help build women's political structures at the local level.
We are carrying the assessment to collect data about to SPLM Women Link structure, current structure at the state level, and then we will train women to go to the counties also to train other women there, because we have questionnaires that we are carrying which really needs to collect some data about the structure of women, of SPLM Women Link in this state. That's the purpose why we are here.
Delegation members say a key concern and goal for women's empowerment is education. According to the United Nations, only around 8% of women in South Sudan can read and write. The delegation says increasing women's access to education will help address many other problems facing women. Some women leaders in AWIL say one of their goals is increasing women's representation in government and other public institutions. The national constitution currently requires 25% of all government positions to be filled by women. Some think the number should be higher. But no matter what the number, leaders here say they will never be elected without serious political and financial support. Abu Gerbas Makwaj is another member of the national delegation from Juba. He says her first priority will be to lobby the national party to support the political activities of women in AWIL and across the state.
You can tell from yesterday or meeting, there is a lot of challenges and what they have accomplished. They have center already, but there is a few challenges that they don't have the support in financial term. As a political party, you know, sometimes the party have to generate money on their way through fundraising, through other activities that will bring money, because you cannot get money from the government or from anywhere. So we'll try to learn and how to generate money or also how to do fundraising.
The meeting of women leaders concludes on Wednesday. After that, the women from AWIL will travel to their counties across the state to discuss political organization and to establish new Women League chapters. For BOA News, I'm Owo Akodo in AWIL.